Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0115.
That's the important part.
Or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 10th day of October, Anno Domini 2020, and you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 7 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues, here comes the news. But first, yes, it's a pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year. When we come to you hat in hand and ask you to not only call in your questions and comments and suggestions, but also to call in with your pledges. As you are aware, this is a joint venture twixt you folks and us. We can't do this show without you in two ways. First, if you don't call in, there's no questions to answer. That's first. But also, if you don't pledge, this show doesn't stay on the air. So what we're asking for you to do is to give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. You'll talk to the charming and talented Michael Oden. And he will take your pledge, which will keep us on the air. We have a slightly elevated pledge amount this time around. So we need your help more than ever. And I know these are perilous times. I get it. But
expenses keep going up.
Expenses keep going up for everybody, and that includes us. And we'd love to continue to stay on the line. As you know, and I've said this many times, we don't get government money. We don't get federal, state, local, nobody government money. We get none of it. When we say we're member supported, we ain't kidding. That's you. So we're in this together, the and we, and we would very much appreciate your phone call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And we have some really interesting gifts. At the $50 member level, you can get either the Soundbites mouse pad, which is quite excellent, or the Soundbites 2 gig thumb drive, which was a gift from one of our members, and we very much appreciate that. At the 90-10 level, get it? You can get the zippered tote or the baseball cap or the ceramic mug. At the $120, hey, nice shirt level, you can get the Soundbites white short sleeve T-shirt. The $150 supporter level, you can get the white Soundbites T-shirt and the baseball cap, or the tote bag and the mouse pad, or, and this is so cool at the $150 level, the Soundbites wireless phone charger for Droid and iPhone, assuming that your phone does wireless charging. If your phone doesn't do wireless charging, it won't do it with this either.
Will I be able to play the violin when my arm is healed?
You're right. At the $200 level, you can get the Soundbites laptop or tablet bag, which is very cool, but it must be picked up. We can't mail that out. And at the $365 day level, you get this laptop pad and the mouse pad, or the T-shirt, the baseball cap, and the mouse pad. So it's a bunch of cool stuff. And Michael will explain that to you. Give him a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And while you do that, I will read the news. And if you're on the line, please stay on the line. We'll get to your phone call shortly. And we hope that you have, in fact, left a pledge for Michael while you were waiting. As you may remember, last week we talked about Apple's cloud service outages and how Google and Microsoft have also experienced cloud interruptions. While both Apple and Google seem to have solved their problems, but Microsoft's cloud computing services are continuing to experience issues after outages resurfaced this week. A serious Azure Active Directory authentication issue emerged last week, followed by an Exchange Outlook problem that affected Office 365 customers in Europe and India. Now Exchange, Outlook, Teams, and SharePoint users are all experiencing difficulties. The most recent disruptions seem to be primarily affecting U.S. users, with some individuals noting that they are struggling to access their admin center dashboards. There were also reports that a number of Microsoft 365 services, as well as Azure Active Directory and Azure Network Services, were experiencing issues. The multitude of issues seems to be that it is difficult to pinpoint, the multitude of issues means that it is difficult to pinpoint a single cause for the disruption. Speculation initially centered on a DevOps issue, a development operations issue, while a configuration change was blamed for some of the early Azure outages. The Microsoft 365 team, meanwhile, has attempted to reassure users that its problems are being resolved. Affected users reported being unable to access their email accounts and other essential productivity apps. With more and more companies relying on a remote workforce, cloud solutions have never been more important than they are today. The sorts of disruptions recently experienced by Microsoft's cloud solutions could prove to be extremely costly for the company, particularly at a time when the cloud computing market is so competitive. Therefore, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Microsoft's cloud issues continue. Your choices are, I had no problems, I had a few minor issues, I had a major disruption, who uses Microsoft's cloud, and other. So far, we've got 21 votes in the poll, and who uses Microsoft cloud is comfortably in the lead. Of course, if you said other, we hope that you will head over to our website at soundbites.org. Again, bites with a Y. And scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff. You'll see the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under poll discussion is 10 October 20. Microsoft's cloud issues continue. And, of course, if you have something else you'd like to say about that or anything at all, you can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And on both of those numbers, you will talk to the great and talented Michael Oden, who will be happy to take your pledge and then send you on over to us. Or, of course, you can text your question at 585-205-8887. And while you're leaving your pledge, we will talk to Greg from Fairport, New York. Hiya, Greg. What's up?
Hi, fellas. My problem last week was a blue screen of death for regular Windows 10, but safe mode worked. So
right.
I tried your idea of uninstalling everything non-essential through Device Manager and safe mode, and my Windows desktop came back up.
Yay.
For 3 minutes. Then I got a different blue screen of death. Critical process died, and I could no longer get into safe mode with the same error. So I shrugged and tried reinstalling Windows, and that failed. So as a last resort before buying a new computer and throwing that one into the canal, as you suggested kindly last week,
yeah,
I tried loading a system image from February. Shout out to Paragon Hard Drive Manager here. And that let me get back into safe mode, but not regular Windows. So I tried your dodge again about uninstalling everything non-critical and rebooting, and it worked!
Yay!
I'm up and running, and I didn't even lose any data because I was able to copy it off by running Ubuntu from a DVD before I reinstalled the February image.
Nice.
So you guys got me out of the woods. Thank you.
We're very happy with that, but you are running a 10-year-old computer.
Yeah. You're still on borrowed time.
Right. You know, every time you boot it up, you should be hearing tick, 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 tick in the background.
Well, I am looking at those RTX 3080s, I must admit.
There you go. Good luck.
Thank you, and I'll call back and make a pledge.
Thank you. That's what I like to hear. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
For our more sophisticated audience, computer-sophisticated audience, you can pledge online, too, at jazz91.org.
That's exactly right. Scroll down, and you'll see the soundbite stuff. You can pledge for soundbites. It's very easy. It's very convenient. Whether you're talking to Michael or you're doing it online, it takes less than a couple of minutes. And it ensures that we stay on the air, which we cannot do without your help. That's just the way it works. So please make that call, make that pledge. And while you do that, we'll talk to Andy from Greece, New York. Hi, Andy. What's up?
Hi, guys. Well, first of all, I am and remain a member. I have been doing the Jazzomatic for about 2.5 years now.
Thanks.
Very, very convenient. Anybody who's thinking about it has any hesitancy, it's perfectly safe. And like I said, I've been doing it for 2.5 years. It's never hiccup. So feel free to go for it, and it's safe.
Thanks. We'll talk about Jazzomatic after we talk to Andy, so you'll know what that is.
Okay. So I have a friend who moved back to Rochester and bought a house that has Greenlight installed in it.
Nice.
And I'm envious. But that being aside, went over and helped him. He bought a new router. He got an Asus RT-AC66U, which the people from Greenlight told him was actually about one model better than they recommended, so he should be great. Going over, we got it all hooked up for him, and he got his wireless set up, changed the passwords and all that other good stuff they're supposed to do. Computer's working fine, phone's working fine. He said, I'll take care of the TV set. I said, okay, fine. So he did, and he has Sling, and I know Dave uses Sling. And he called me up, and he said, it's working, but every time I turn around, I'm getting the little wheel. It's buffering, and he didn't quite know why, because he thought his unit was going to be strong enough. So I had him do speedof.me on his laptop, and he gets about a 38 average with a 48 high download.
Okay.
And that is about the same number I get on mine on the Spectrum system in my house. So he's not really running any faster, but I said, well, that's your wireless.
Right.
Nothing. His router sits in the living room, and there's one wall between him and the room that the TV sits in. The house was built in 79, so it's nothing more than plasterboard and studs. I don't know about chicken wire or anything like that. But couldn't really, the only thing I can think of to do, since he's got really fast direct Ethernet ports, is we'll just put a small hole through the wall and fish the cable through and go into the back of his TV set. His TV set's about a 4-year-old Samsung.
That might be the problem.
Right.
What kind of Wi-Fi does the TV have in it? Maybe it's only N.
Right.
I haven't been able to get to that point yet.
Yep.
Right. So what Steve is alluding to is that there are multiple different versions, I guess is the best way to put it, of Wi-Fi. And some of them are slower than others.
What are we up to now? The 52nd version, because it's AX.
It's AX, exactly.
So we got
right.
through all the 26 letters, and now we're, so it's 51. So 51, we got through
right.
X again.
Why right.
is that? So it's 50th version. Yeah, I can't
right.
count either.
Right. Yeah, that's right. But the point is that there are multiple versions, and some are slower than others, and some, and you have to also see if the router that he bought does the same version of Wi-Fi that his TV does. Because if he doesn't, yeah. there's always going to be a problem.
Right. So if he's getting 38, it's at least N.
Right.
Because B was only 11.
Right.
But yeah, if it's only N, then that's pretty good for N.
That is pretty good for N. But yeah. the other thing that you should do is on your phone or his phone, somebody's phone, download the Wi-Fi Analyzer program. And that way you can walk around the house and kind of take a little map of how strong the signal is in every room. Because I've been surprised at some friends' houses. Their houses built in the 70s. You think it's just lath and plasterboard. Turns out there's pipes running up the wall.
Or wiring, yep. air conditioning.
Air conditioning duct, whatever might be in there.
Or the electric trunk.
Right,
the electric
right.
wire trunk, yeah.
The electric wire trunk. And so you may find that in a specific room or a specific place in the room, which
yep.
Is where he has the TV, the signal drops off precipitously at that point.
Yeah, put it on another wall and it might be better.
Yeah. So there's particularly when it comes to Wi-Fi,
yeah.
there's a whole lot more than how close am I to the router, and it's a 70-year-old house, mm-hmm. so it's not going to be that bad.
Well,
and
the other thing, too, though, sorry, but when he said, he's at that... is in another room. Well, that other room could back up to, say, the kitchen. And if the refrigerator is on the other side of that wall...
Right. Well, in this case, it's right on the other side of the same wall. But if, like we said, if there's a heating duct running up or an air conditioning duct or the wiring or a pipe...
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is right. if in the living the room where the router is, you know, one wall has, say, the where the computer is.
Right.
Or the and then the TV is on a wall that's on the same.
No, I know what you're saying, but what he's saying is, mm-hmm. here's the router, here's the TV, and there's nothing in between but a
wall.
So that's a little different.
The refrigerator problem, he has noticed on his phone, the kitchen is to the side of both of the rooms that we're talking about. And if he stands in the right place in the kitchen, the fridge does block his signal.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And the same thing could be happening for stuff that's in the walls, in that one wall, like Steve said, some sort of duct or wiring or whatever. So
and you may
you
not
do need to be a little, do a little more detective work before you'll know.
And you may not even see a vent in that room because it may be a duct to another room.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Cold air return.
So that's why Ethernet is always the best way to go if you can. Wireless is convenient, but Ethernet is more efficient and generally faster. And
also, if you're... Go ahead.
We checked the price at Big Orange, and it's 25 foot Cat 6 is $10.50, and a 50 foot Cat 6 is $14.
So, yeah, it's nothing.
I think we're going to go that way, and I've put enough wiring through my own house. I've gotten very good at picking spots where it doesn't really look visible, and
more importantly, pick a spot where you're probably not going to go through a wire.
We're gonna
try and do that too.
Try to match the color of the wire to the color of the wall.
Yeah exactly.
Get the bright orange wire, then you can always see it.
Exactly.
our choices are white or black, I think.
There you go. Pick what you gotta pick. It's Cat 6. Get what you get.
Yeah, but we already know we can go right along at the edge of the carpet on the baseboard, and we've got the little clips that with the nail in it that you just tap in. What Spectrum uses, and once you get it in, if you bury it into the carpet just right, you barely see it anyway.
Right. All right, excellent. You've got some work ahead of you there, Andy. Thanks.
Yeah, well, I do, but I was hoping there was going to be another answer, but I think the Cat 6 is going to be the best way to go.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Without rearranging that living room, sure.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Right.
Wait 6 months and his wife will want to rearrange the living room.
Or you might just move that router 2 feet to the left or the right and solve the problem. But the only way you'll know that, like I said, is with using a program like Wi-Fi Analyzer, which will show you the strength of your signal as you walk around the house.
And it's just Wi-Fi Analyzer, just like it sounds?
Yeah, there are several versions of it. We had a link on the website, but I'll see if I can put that back up again.
Yeah, if you search for that, it's probably going to find anything related to that.
Yeah, there's going to be 50 of those, but I'll see if I can find the link and put it up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Have fun.
Yeah, that's always Wi-Fi is so convenient to have, but now that we're doing more streaming, it's often better to have that Ethernet wire going to the TV because you never know what Wi-Fi they put in that TV.
Right.
Samsung's a pretty good brand, but a lot of times maybe the off-brand TVs put in off-brand Wi-Fi, or the antenna in the television isn't very good, so it's not picking up a good signal.
Well, plus, like you were saying, though, he knows that the refrigerator is caught emitting, RF.
And that big metal will block the signal.
And, especially if that's radiating out, and then, like you said, if there's ductwork in there, so that's going to echo it that much more. You know, and cause more interference, and blockage. So it's kind of you're fighting two different items there.
Yep, I'm trying to find it. Oh, it's fighting
I'm wondering me. If some of the, I don't know whether it would help or not, was just putting some chokes on it, ferrite chokes, like on your refrigerator, on your refrigerator line that goes into the wall. You can buy these, what they call ferrite beads. And ferrite beads, they just literally they snap on. They're a shell, and they spread apart, and you just get it for the size cord. You can get a bag, and they have different sizes. And you just put one on there, and if it's, too big, you can always loop it around once and then just snap it close. And that will help eliminate some of the noise and all that. I know I've had to go through my house and put it on there because of the ham radio stuff that I do. RF is the biggest culprit. But you wouldn't believe the amount of, because of the electronics now in our houses, You know, you're talking about microwaves and the various TVs, and like you say, they're all going wireless. We're using the computers and all the stuff.
You may think you've only got a couple of computers, maybe a phone. You do a network listing of everything your router has, and it could be 30 or 40 devices.
Plus the other things within your next door neighbor.
Suddenly, that 250 devices per typical router is might be a limit that we're going to run into now.
Right. Well, it's become part of our lives. You know, I mean, folks walk around with their phones now, looking at TV and movies and all this. And like I say, just the other appliances we were talking about, Nick and I, just talking about this air fryer or this other stuff. That's all stuff electronics that are emitting. Other signals.
The grills now, you can get an electronic version, so you can keep an eye on your meat you're grilling. Either temperature control, or I saw one that had a little IR camera, so you could actually see toasters with the joke is always toasters with an internet connection, so it can tell you when your toast is ready.
Well, that's the other thing though too. You've got so many things like the cameras, the surveillance cameras, and everything else that you're having run in your house. So you can keep an eye on it when it's not, you're away, or like the Ring doorbells.
No.
Ring doorbells are now, very popular. They're wireless, so you got more of those signals traveling through that you don't think about.
I just got an ad the other day, Wyze, W-Y-Z-E, who make really, really good IoT devices, and they understand security and do it right. They now have a video doorbell for $30.
Yeah,
$30. And it comes with an indoor chime. So you don't have to answer it on your phone. Some of the other doorbells, you have to buy the chime separately. Otherwise, it only rings on your phone.
Is it Wi-Fi?
I think so. The one I found was powered by your wall. So you replace your existing wired doorbell.
Sure.
Because the other annoying thing with doorbell, that's probably why it's cheaper, is with the video doorbells, is that you got to charge the battery all the time.
Right.
And so this one has a wire to power it. So there's no battery in it. That's probably one of the reasons it's cheaper. And it's Wi-Fi connected to the Wyze app. The one thing I don't like is that all of the companies use their own app. So once you buy one brand of thing, you kind of get locked into that brand. So I can get a Ring app, and I can get a Wyze app, and I can get the Foscam app, but none of them talk to each other.
Right.
Even though there are generic standards you could use, and we have several security camera systems that we've sold in the past that use the generic video standard, so you can buy any supported camera. But a lot of these custom IoT devices only work with their own stuff, which is really annoying.
Right. And Andy, by the way, I'm in the middle of posting, actually, the Wi-Fi Analyzer app. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 29 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Pledge Drive version of Soundbites. Make us all stay on the air and give us a call and pledge. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Soundbites and member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 36 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Before we go any farther, let us thank Greg, who is our newest member of Jazz 90.1. Thank you, Greg. Yes, we appreciate your pledge. Yes, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. And one of the things we didn't talk about is something Andy mentioned, which is Jazz-O-Matic. With the Jazz-O-Matic membership, it's very cool. It's basically set it and forget it, which is the best way to do anything these days. With a minimum amount of, I think it's $10 a month, for as many months as you want. And you can tell them this, and they'll set it for that, or you can make it open-ended as many people do. And for $10 a month or more, certainly we won't turn down more.
Yeah, never.
We then just take that money every month, and you don't even have to think about it. And it goes straight to keeping this station alive. And that's the big thing here. You understand that many times when you pledge to a radio station that says it's public supported, there are many people who are on the payroll and on the staff and get paid. We do have a couple of people.
Do we?
You can't have nobody.
Do we get paid?
No. I don't know if you... How did you not know that after however many years this is?
Well, we've been here since 2005.
Yeah. So 15 years.
We're still not going to get paid?
And have you not noticed you're not getting a paycheck?
Well, they kept, saying there's great opportunities.
There are opportunities, and you get paid in the satisfaction of bringing this show to our listeners every week, and that cannot be.
Rob did not explain that to me.
Well, he said,
I don't remember that memo.
Yeah, it was the implied memo. But at any rate, the idea here is that there are a couple of people who get paid, but 99% of the people who work here are volunteers, and we all give up our time and our talent to bring you the shows that you listen to all week long. Even if this is the only show you listen to, there are three of us who sit here and bring our time, and Steve and I bring our talent to actually produce it. To actually produce. It took him a moment to realize. You're on camera, you know. We do bring our time and our talent to this to bring you the answers and the questions and the comments and the humor that we do.
But you,
I'll use the word humor that we do every week.
But
all we ask in return is a couple of times a year we come to you and ask you to help us stay on the air. And that's what this is about. We cannot do this without you. It really comes down to that. There is nobody else who bails us out. If it ain't you, it ain't nobody. So please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. If you don't want to talk to Michael Oden, and I don't know who wouldn't want to talk to Michael, he's a good guy, but if you don't want to, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You don't even have to leave your computer. You don't even have to interact with another human being. All you have to do is make that pledge and keep this show alive.
Sorry. Well, and, we're here, like you said, the three of us are here every Saturday. Like I've said for quite a long time, 31 years, the only time we take off is when either the show is Christmas or New Year's falls on a Saturday. That has been the only time. And what is that? Maybe every
7 years.
7 years? Out of 31, that's not too many shows that haven't been on the air.
Right.
And just like Greg said, boom, first caller right off the bat. Boom, can't thank you guys enough. We gave him a lot of information, different things to try. He tried it. He persevered. And, he got it fixed. And now we saved him money in going out and having to buy another computer. Granted, the one he's got is, old, but at least it's getting him through right now until he can put the money together and get another one.
Right. And we helped him do that.
Yes. And you know what? We do it for free. To a point.
Right.
Free until twice a year. Only two times a year we come to you folks asking for your help. And I don't want to say help. Support is the way I like putting it.
Right.
Support. Showing that you support us in our coming here every Saturday and helping you with your computer questions and having a good time about it. You might not always have a question, but you might pick up something or learn something from somebody else asking a question.
Right.
And it's like, maybe I should look into that. And we open up to different programs
Although
and everything.
That doesn't mean you should try everything we suggest if you
right.
don't have that problem.
Right. If you don't have the problem or aren't running that operating system,
right.
don't try what we suggest. But you want to make sure that you're one of the members.
Yeah.
The reality is that it started with shareware and it goes right up to the freemium stuff that's available today. Way fewer than 10%, in most cases, way fewer than 5% of the people who use a program pay for that program. And the same is true of this station. You don't want to be one of the freeloaders. You want to be one of the people who keep us on the air. And that's easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
You bring up another good point. One of the other things which we have never done is sit there, and we're not obligated to, you know, push one product versus the other.
Right.
We are not on anybody's payroll or sponsor.
Yours. We're on your payroll.
Right. We are here to give you our honest opinions. We don't have to sit there and say, well, go with this product or that one because they're paying us to do it. No. We are here because of you folks. So we give you our true and honest evaluations between the three of us on a particular product, what we think is good, what we think is bad, why you should use it, why you shouldn't use it. But we're not being paid by any other, you know, company or program or anything else to try to sway you to go to this one or that one just because we're trying to push it for this month.
Right.
It's you folks that we're helping out and nobody else.
Right. For example, here's an interesting piece of news.
Good segue.
Thank you.
Segue man.
Apple has filed a lawsuit against its former contractor. I don't know if it's pronounced Jeep or Geep. It's G-E-E-P.
They're Canadian.
So it's probably Jeep.
Jeep.
Jeep. Jeep. Yeah, exactly. Jeep. For allegedly reselling over 100,000 iPhones, iPads, and iWatches that were supposed to be. They don't call them iWatches anymore, do they? They're just the Apple Watch, yeah. That were supposed to be disassembled and recycled. At least 11,766 pounds of Apple devices left Jeep's premises before being destroyed, a fact that Jeep itself confirmed. The problem was discovered after Apple audited over 500,000 iPhones, watches, and iPads between 2015 and 2017. It discovered that 18% of those devices were still accessing the internet through cellular networks. That doesn't count Wi-Fi-only devices, so the figure is likely much higher. Apple is seeking $31 million Canadian, which is $22.7 million real dollars, from its former partner. Jeep hasn't denied the theft, but complained, but claims the three employees stole the devices to benefit themselves, not the company. Apple countered that the employees were, in fact, Jeep's senior executives. Oops. Apple does market refurbished devices, but it won't accept or sell or allow to be sold any that doesn't meet its safety or quality standards. Products sent for recycling are no longer adequate to sell to customers and could cause serious safety issues, Apple said. Nevertheless, Right to Repair groups have criticized Apple for its policies toward third-party repair shops and devices that are hard to fix. The company is moving some recycling in-house with machines called Dave and Daisy that can strip 200 phones per hour to recover difficult-to-recycle components. However,
And Liam
is the other one, right?
Yeah, because he has a specific set of skills.
Yeah, right. However, many critics believe that Apple and other electronics manufacturers should be focusing on reuse, not recycling, if we want to reduce the 53 million tons of e-waste produced in 2019 alone. So, would you buy recycled electronics? Resold electronics? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And you can also pledge at those numbers, as well as pledging securely online at jazz901.org.
They are located in Quebec, so maybe it is Jeep.
It probably is.
But the security certificate on their website expired 5 days ago.
Ah.
So I'm not going to go there. But I'm kind of interested to see what the exact wording of the contract was, because they did recycle the phone to a new user.
That's true. They recycled
it. If it specifically said take it apart, maybe they took it apart, put it together, and sold it.
That's possible. I'll tell you, there's a difference, though, between recycled and refurbished.
Yeah.
Right? I have most of the computers I own are refurbished. You get a decent discount as long as you get a decent warranty.
Yeah. And it can sometimes depend on who refurbishes it. If it's the... If it's a factory refurbished, that's probably a little better quality than a who-knows-who refurbished.
Right.
And where you're getting your warranty from. And a lot of people have asked us over the years, you know, is buying refurbished okay? And what I like to say is if you know enough to fix little things yourself, probably. But for someone who doesn't know or doesn't want to know any type of repair stuff, you really want to have that warranty. A lot of times refurbished is something used at a trade show. We can't sell it as new, so we have to refurbish it. Sometimes it's a computer somebody bought, beat on for a week, didn't like it, and returned it.
Right.
So if that warranty can be really important.
Well, I like I said, when I got this laptop, this is the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The first, and I bought this new. The first one, what didn't work? Charging? Why? Something didn't work. Just one little thing didn't work.
But it's a thing you used a lot.
But it's a thing I used a lot. I can't remember what it was, but it didn't work.
Yeah, and you had to send it back.
And I had to send it back. It wouldn't turn off. The off button, both the external one and the internal one.
Well, what do you need to turn your computer off for?
Yeah, right. If it was not a laptop, I would agree with you. Because I never turned my desktop off. But so I returned it, and they sent me another one, which works perfectly. And I'm sure that one, they fixed whatever. It's probably just a momentary switch.
Contact
somewhere. Yep. They fixed that. But they now had to sell it as refurbished.
Yep.
I had it a total of 3 days and used it for a total of about two, although it was on for 3 days, I used it for a total of about 2 hours. So, it, you know, refurbished is, you know, it's as new, close to new as you're going to get.
Ambiguous.
Amazon has a new word for it. What is it?
Shut up and buy this?
No. Gently used?
No, it's refreshed. Oh, what do they call it?
You'll look that up. And in the meantime, I will thank a friend of the show, Al. Al, who has generously renewed his membership to Soundbites. Thank you so much, Al. It helps us stay on the air. And you can join both Greg and Al. And it's easy enough to do. Just call and make a pledge. Now you would talk to the lovely and talented Shirley Ray. As well as, I think Michael is still in there. I don't know. They're both there. But at any rate, when you give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And when I talk about pledging securely online, I'm talking specifically to you, podcast listener. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you who listen to our podcast. Steve puts them up faithfully every week, and they're available for you to download and listen to on multiple through multiple systems.
Yep.
And you can listen to them all week long. You can even listen to them through the Jazz 90.1 app. But none of that is free. Yes, we're volunteering. But the fact is that we make this service available to you. And I hope you appreciate it. And I hope you show that appreciation by making that pledge. And particularly for you people who listen to the podcast during the week, go to jazz901.org. Scroll down until you see the soundbite stuff and make a pledge. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time. And without you, we do not stay on the air. That's a simple fact. I try to be polite about this, but the reality is that it's you who keeps us on the air. It's not anybody else. Nobody else gives us money. In fact, with this whole COVID lockdown business, several of our underwriters have had to cut back, and that's just putting us even more in peril. So please. Please make that call, make that pledge. Only you can keep us on the air. That's on you. That's your job. If you want to keep hearing us, we're going to be in Jitsi tomorrow night. If you go to soundbites.org/Jitsi.
Yeah, Dave, you should join us if you're still awake at 9.
Yeah. and we are there at Jitsi right now. We'll see how well that works. They say that when you get enough people on Jitsi, it starts to degrade quickly, and we don't know what enough is, so we'll find out. But we'll have that available tomorrow night. If you go to soundbites.org/Jitsi, JITSI, you'll see a link there. Right now, it's just telling you don't come here now. There's no link. But at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, between 9 and 10, you'll see that link available to you, and you'll be able to join us in the Jitsi chat. And if that doesn't work out, I have other alternatives that we can use instead. But we are using Jitsi to start with, and we'll see how that works. But again, that's a feature we offer, and all of that goes away if we're no longer on the air. So make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Well, throwing in plugs, I'm going to throw in one that I...
Sure.
I got going. I've had a number of folks, a lot of the listeners out there know I'm into the ham radio and that. And one thing due to COVID... As I belong to RARA, which is the Rochester Amateur Radio Association, it's if you go to rochesterham.org, you will see now we have finally gotten approval for folks that have been waiting to take their ham license, and it's free. But you got to go to our website and sign up, and you know, folks can finally get their ham license. We don't charge for it. It's free. You can come in, sit. If you want to take all three licenses, you can. You can take one, two, or all three, like I said.
The next one is next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yeah, they're doing it. And we finally got approval. It's all compliance with COVID and everything else, so they'll be doing it there, and it's free. So if you've been waiting because of COVID and not been able to do it, here's your chance, and they're going to start it back up.
And speaking of people listening to the podcast, we even have people who listen over the stream. That stream ain't cheap. Yeah. We have somebody who voted in the poll from Utrecht in the Netherlands, which I'm sure I pronounced badly. I apologize. And somebody from Cologne in Panama. Again, I'm sure I pronounced that badly, and I apologize. But you know, please make a pledge. Become a member. It takes less than 2 minutes. You can call on the 800 number, or you can pledge online, and we will be honored to have you join the Soundbites family.
Well, that's one other thing. You know, I mean, like you said, more and more folks. I mean, when we first, you know, got going on this, let's see, we've been up to over 200 people listening to it at one given time. Before, when Rob just started this out, we had only a license of, I think it was a max of 100. But so many folks want to listen to it on the stream while they're on the go and everything else. Rob, at the station's expense, wound up expanding the number of licenses and streams that folks can use it.
Right.
So you're able to do that again, but that cost. It's not something that they say, oh, yeah, go ahead, take as much as you want. Uh-uh. It costs money. But again, it's for the convenience of the listeners. This whole station is here because of you folks. Not only our program, but the other programs that go the whole week. There are other DJs and that give up their time to give you the jazz music that you can listen to during the day, during the evening, that you've come to count on. I mean, I can't believe the number of folks while I'm driving around that get into my van and I throw on Jazz 90.1 and they go, what station's that?
And yeah. You're a driver for one of the motor services. You don't just drive around in a van picking up people.
Drive around in a van down by the river.
Do you keep some candy?
You want a ride? Yeah, no, I drive for our medical services, and the folks, it's so relaxing for them. And it is, you know, you can get in there and they go, oh, what station's that? It's that, it's a local station.
Yeah.
We used to play Top 40 in our store, and we noticed people would get riled up more. So now we play jazz.
Yeah.
And it softens them and calms them down.
Calms them down.
Well, these folks, you know, especially a number of folks I'm taking to like dialysis or anything else like that, it's just very soothing. Or if they're picking them up from dialysis, you know.
Right.
It's just very soothing music that they
when
can
When I'm
sit
programming,
back
I listen to jazz because they say jazz stimulates your brain.
Yep.
I believe that. And it's calming and in the background. Look, we know you listen to this show. You're listening right now. whether you're listening live or you're listening, whether you're listening over the radio or you're listening through one of the many apps, or you're listening over a podcast, or you're watching us on YouTube or whatever it happens to be. You're watching this show. You're listening to this show. You love this show. Now all we want you to do is support this show. It just takes a couple of minutes, 585-966-JAZZ. I've always believed that our listeners were the best listeners, but we're not seeing it in the support this time around, and that makes me sad. Anyway, that's that, and we'd love to have you make the pledge. We're almost at the top of the hour, which means we're going to take a slightly longer break, which means you'll have more time to make that pledge.
Right, because, again, we've brought this up a number of times before. We do go into, we've got a minute or so we can. You got to think about it, folks, what I was just talking about before. There's music. Usually, I'd say, what, almost 7 days a week, except for 2 hours. 2 hours out of a Saturday.
Right.
That Rob took the gamble and brings us in. Otherwise, you're listening to a variety of great music, whether it's jazz, Otto Bruno doing his Italian music, the polka guys. There's the German music. I mean,
Kim doing Two on the Isle.
Yeah, I mean, there's a wide variety of music to, you know, hit your the flavor that you might want.
Broadway music.
Yeah. And then in the middle of a Saturday at noon, he throws in a talk show. We're the only talk show on this station and answering computer questions. So
and he did it because he knew that this was a need that this area has.
Yep.
And he's providing for that need. Now we have a need, and that need is for you to donate. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a slightly longer break, but don't go away. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray. On the phones, we'll have Michael Oden and Shirley Ray. Me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. Make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we will see you in just a couple of more minutes with a whole lot more Soundbites.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester.
A public service of the Greece Central School District.
Jazz 90.1.
On Facebook at Jazz 901 FM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And it's 6 minutes after the hour. You're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the Pledge Drive edition of Soundbites. That's right. We're in a Pledge Drive. We'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. But let me just remind you that we are only here because of you. And look, we get it. It's tough times right now. It's tough times for everybody. You're all stuck at home. Believe me, I get that. Do you honestly want one less thing to listen to all week? No, you do not. So give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just like Robert did, renewing his membership. Thank you so much, Robert. It is very much appreciated. Right now, it's just Robert and Alan and Greg, but you can join them by making that pledge and keeping this station on the air. Because, as I said, we are member supported, and that means we don't get government money, state money, local. We don't get that kind of money. We just get money from you. And so, again, if you want to keep this show on the air, if you want just that one last fingernail hold on sanity for your week, then please make that call, make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you're doing that, we will talk to Ray from Webster, New York. Hiya, Ray, what's up?
Well, I have some Yahoo Frontier issues that I'm sure you guys have encountered before and probably can give me a quick answer or not. But I've had email problems. Frontier is my main ESP supplier, I guess. And anyways, because of my problems, they sent a tech out. He checked all the lines in the neighborhood and in the house, and then it seemed to be working for a day. Then we had the same problem rear its ugly head, where I was not getting emails. So they sent the tech out the next week again, and he could not solve the problem after he went through all the things he knew how. He called his own support people. And you know how tough it is when you or I call for support and we get somebody in another nation or elsewhere in the country and they chase around and they can't solve it. Well, here's a representative, a tech rep from Frontier, whose support can't give him an answer.
Yeah.
And they came to the conclusion that Yahoo upgraded its computer, and the Yahoo computer did not talk nice to the Frontier computer. And that's what was causing my problems. Well, I have a buddy who said he ran into something similar. So he had it fixed by some guy downtown. So I took my computer down there. And what he was able to do for me is he just put a link on my desktop, a WebLock link, that takes me to Yahoo. I can only use Yahoo for my email. But, you know, I really liked the Macintosh Mail because of different features in there, and I have different groups whose addresses I have. So if there's something I want to forward, I can just click on the group, and it's done.
Right. And the Yahoo website is horrible anyway because it's so full of ads.
Right.
We have had so many people call in with Frontier email problems that we knew it wasn't you. It was them. Something at Frontier, something at Yahoo changed and screwed everybody up. It will work for a week and then stop, and then work for a week and then stop. It's something is happening at the other end. The best thing we have found is setting up your mail program as a generic IMAP. And
going directly to Yahoo.
Going directly to Yahoo. I'm posting the server addresses. What happens is the Mac setup, the mail setup tries to be helpful. And it looks up your email address and says, oh, you've got a Frontier email address. I know what those server addresses are, and fills them in for you. And those are the ones that don't work.
Yeah.
And Frontier only does POP. So it sets you up as a POP for Frontier, which is annoying. So what I found the trick is when you tell it to set up a new email account, spell something wrong.
Right.
And then you'll get an option for manual setup. And that's what you're looking for, is the manual setup. So you can set it for IMAP, and you can type in the Yahoo IMAP server addresses properly.
You still log in with your Frontier username and password.
Right.
But you're going to Yahoo servers directly.
And by doing it in your mail program, you can keep using the mail program you're familiar with and not have to worry about the webmail.
Well, let's hope that works for me, because I've I've undergone about 2.5 tons of frustration here.
Yeah, I bet.
And
thank you.
Part of
it's not me.
Yeah.
It's clearly not you.
Definitely not you. Too many people are having the problem for it to be each one of those people having the exact same problem.
Mm-hmm.
What we have been recommending to people is move away from Frontier email, partly because of all these problems. But it is always tricky to switch to a different internet provider and still use your old email address. A lot of people do, but so if you get an email address not tied in with your provider, you can get a free Gmail address from Google, or you can get a free iCloud address from Apple. So,
or a free Outlook address from Microsoft.
Yeah, but we don't like Microsoft.
Well,
No.
Hey, let me ask you this then. Is it possible to have two email addresses with Google?
Yeah. Email addresses at Google are free. You can have as many as you want.
And you can put all of your addresses into the one mail program and read all your mail from every service in the one program.
I've got 5 of them.
I've got probably, I hate to say this, probably 20 email addresses for various things.
Yeah.
And half of them are at Gmail.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got 5 of them with Gmail. And depending on, like you said, what you're using it for, that way, what's nice about it, by setting up different email addresses, say you go to a website and you're filling out information and you don't want to get all the junk mail, you can set up one email address so all that junk mail will go to that email address.
Yeah.
I use that in my Hotmail account.
Yeah, use your Frontier address for that and just never check it.
Right.
And then that way I know it's all junk.
And one of the things I really love about Gmail is they do plus addressing.
Yeah.
So I have asknick@gmail.com. But I can sign up for something. Let's say I sign up for, I don't know, a picture thing that sends me a picture every day. I can sign up for it at asknick@gmail.com. It still comes to asknick.com, but now I know that, A, that address, so I can filter on plus pictures and put it in a separate folder automatically. And also, if they sell that address, I know who sold it.
Yep.
Oh, I feel so relieved.
Well, yeah, we're happy to help you.
Yep.
All right.
It's well worth your membership, isn't it?
You've got that. Enjoy the weekend and have a successful campaign.
Thank you, Ray. We'll hope to. Thank you so much.
Speaking on that tone, we got a text in. Perfect segue. Using Thunderbird with POP3, want to convert to IMP without losing data?
That's not going to happen. And the reason is this. What POP3 does, generally speaking, all right, it is possible to set it up differently, but generally speaking, POP3 downloads all your email to your own device.
Yep.
So you could hang up the phone and not pay by the minute.
That's exactly what it was for.
Yeah.
And so it downloads all the mail and you read it off of your own machine. IMAP keeps it on the server. And that's nice because if you have multiple devices that you want to read, you want to keep your same mail on. So for example, I use Gmail, which is IMAP. I get the same mail on my desktop, my laptop, my phone, my Chromebook, everywhere. And you can do that, but what you need to do first is in Thunderbird for each one of your POP3 accounts, you need to export the mail.
Couldn't you just set up the new IMAP account so you have both of them and then drag the POP to IMAP?
I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all. I would suggest that you, because anytime I screw around with mail, I do a backup because I don't want to lose my mail. So my suggestion to the texter is to in Thunderbird you can do an export of each of your email accounts, and do that and save it as a file on your desktop. And then once you change to IMAP, you can import it back in again. Mm-hmm. And now it's living on the server for real, and it'll always be there. But this is also a good time to cull out those hundreds of thousands of emails you have that you never that you don't care about. I mean, nobody cares that 7 years ago you said, yes, let's go to lunch.
You think?
You think. Yeah, you can. I would suggest backing up your data, exporting. They call it exporting your account, and then re-importing it when you're done. We want to thank Fred for his generous membership. Thank you so much, Fred. We very much appreciate it. And you can join Fred. And you can join Roger and Alan and Greg. It's sad that there are so few. I can name them all.
Yeah, I mean, this is so disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, that here we spend the time and effort to come in here and get the questions answered and everything else. And folks don't really care enough to call it and either renew or, you know, add on to the, you know, membership or start a new membership, and they may be just a new listener. I mean, it's very disheartening.
It is very disheartening. But you can help us. You can hearten us by giving us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And doing that, and however you do it, takes less than 2 minutes, even if you're a slow typist. It takes less than a couple of minutes. And when you do that, you will become the latest member. And let me speak to through the future now to the people who are downloading this podcast all week. I can see the number of people. I don't see who you are, where you are. I don't see any of that. But I can see that many, many hundreds of people download this podcast every single week. You need to be members. This is a simple fact. We know you count on us every week to put up this show so that you can download and listen to it. Well, we count on you, and we're counting on you now more than ever. Please, Jazz 90.1 needs your support, and the only way you can support us is to make that call anytime during the week and make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. We want to thank John for his generous pledge. We appreciate that. He's a new member, and we love new members. We love renewing members. We love all our members. So thank you very much. And John, welcome. Welcome to the Jazz 90.1. And particularly the Soundbites family, along with Fred and Robert and Alan and Greg. And you can join, too. Just make that call and make that pledge, and you will be a member of Soundbites. And you can do that while we talk to John from Rochester, New York. Hi, John. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. And I listen to your show pretty frequently. And you guys are great. I'm glad you're there.
Thank you so much.
So here's my problem. I have wireless internet through Spectrum. It goes out occasionally, and I can reset it pretty easily by just typing in the IP address, getting to the modem web page, logging in, etc.
Right.
But for some reason now, I'm unable to do that. I put in the 192.168, blah, 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 to get to the login page. I click on login, get to the sign-in page where it wants my username and password. I usually just use user, hit sign in. It takes me to the next page, and I can restore the wireless connections. For some reason, it's not letting me get past this page. I put in user several times, admin several times, then the actual username and password for the modem several times, and I just can't get past this. Any idea what's going on?
Well, what it sounds like is that somebody finally got wise and removed the default username and password from their modem somewhere. Somebody at Spectrum changed that, and so there's now a real username and password, and without that, you can't get in.
Right.
Well, how would I go about finding it? Just call Spectrum?
You'd have to call Spectrum, and if they're willing to give it to you, that would be great. Otherwise, the only thing I can suggest is rebooting the modem, unplugging it, waiting 10 seconds, unplugging it from power, waiting 10 seconds, and plugging
it
back in.
I've done it quite a few times.
Does it have a reset button, though, on it?
No, there's no reset on this modem. You just have to unplug it.
There, in the back, there's no little place where you could put a paper clip?
Well, there probably is, yes. But normally I just do the unplug thing.
Yeah, you can do the unplug 10 seconds, plug it back in, you're done.
Yeah.
And it's better than poking around inside electronics with a...
No, what I'm saying is...
If they're... Well, just any old hole, if it doesn't say reset, don't poke
anything
in it.
No, it's pretty obvious. Usually there's a hole in the back, and it's you can see it that it's red inside the hole that you could safely poke it, and you only put it in maybe an eighth of an inch. You're not shoving it on in there. That you can do a reset, only from the standpoint that if... Whether, you know, we just had a thunderstorm go through in that, and it could have gotten, you know, jumbled, you know, through the electronics, because I know our power went out for 2 minutes and then came back up and had to go around and reset all the darn clocks and all that other stuff. If it, you know, went down and it's just sort of confused now, that if you turn it off and just do a what they call a factory reset, like I say, you take a paper clip.
Right.
And you look in the back, and there's usually a little hole. It's maybe, an eighth of an inch round, if that. And you just put a paper clip in there about an eighth of an inch, and it'll do a reset, what they call a factory reset. But like Nick said, usually around that hole, it says reset.
Yeah, if it doesn't, don't go poking things in it. And if it doesn't, if you can't find it, just unplug it and replug it. We often find that... and on all of them, including Greenlight, sometimes they change the IP address. And if you have something that relies on that specific IP address, there's a problem. But in general, most people don't notice there's an issue at all.
Right. Well, I'll look around the back and see if I find a little hole. But I've done the unplug and replug three or four times.
The other thing is you're paying Spectrum money.
I was going to say,
call them up and tell them you're having a problem, and theoretically they can reset it from there, and that should fix it.
That's even better, yeah. In case something's hung up, they can do it at their end.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks very much, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, John. And we'd like to thank, thank you, and we'd like to thank James, who has renewed his membership. Thank you so much, James. Very generous. We appreciate it. And you can join them, join James and all the other people who have become members of the Jazz 90.1 and specifically the Soundbites family. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And when you call in, you'll talk to either Shirley or Michael. And they would be happy to take your pledge and then pass you on if you have a question, just like Gary did from Rochester, New York. Hi, Gary. What's up?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Peachy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm calling to make some comments, if I could.
Please.
First of all, I've been listening to you guys for years, and you beat any political talk program, hands down, forever and ever. I love listening to your show.
We appreciate that so much. Thank you, Gary.
And I am a long-time listener and long-time member of WGMC. Thank you. Well, I'm not done yet. I got three quick comments I'd like to make. And first to you, Nick, I want to thank you for all of your news updates and you organizing the cats, so to speak. you just do a fantastic job of just listening to your updates and the way that you figure out things. It's fantastic. My second comment is to Mr. Stephen, and he helped make me a religious convert. In 1993, I went to a seminar where they talked about this thing called System 7, and I said, oh, that's the way a computer's supposed to work. And, and so, Stephen, thank you for all of your advice. And there are times I wanted to call with questions, and, they already answered it for me. So I never had to call you guys before. And lastly, to Mr. Dave. Now, I have a bone to pick with him. Because he hasn't brought back Uncle Dave in quite a while, and I need to hear Uncle Dave again.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
And I don't know what it is. His stories or the music that you lead into it with. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, we'll have to arrange for one shortly.
I'll have to work on that.
All right. And lastly, Dave, we've met on a number of occasions on Jazz Street when you would have out that jazz jar, and you would always make the comment, if everybody put a buck in that damn jar, we'd never have to do these stupid pledges.
You got it.
So, in honor of you, Mr. Dave, I'm going to throw in the $20 that I usually throw into that jazz jar during the times I pass.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. And you know what? If we're all lucky enough and our economy can kick back and, you know, start wearing the mask and that, perhaps we still will have another Jazz Fest next year. And, you know, I'll meet
your
you on
to
down
God's
there.
Ears.
I'll meet you down there.
Yes, and I hope that you have the same line for me.
Oh, always do. Always do. That hasn't changed.
Well, guys, when I get offline, I'll go ahead and I'll make the donation. And thank you guys so much. You guys are just wonderful.
Gary, you have made our day. Thank you
very much, sir.
You make my Saturday afternoon.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's great. That's absolutely great. And you know what? God bless Gary. He embodies the sort of listener we love to have, somebody who really listens, pays attention, and enjoys what we do. That's all we ask, except for twice a year. Twice a year, are you playing music?
Yep.
Okay. Twice a year, we ask you to pledge, and you can do that while we take a short break. Back in just a couple of minutes with more Sound Bites and member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 35 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. We'd like to thank David for his generous donation. He is remembering. We have new members, renewing members, lapsed members, which we call remembers, and also additional gifts. Some people love us so much, so unbelievably much, that they make additional pledges, and we very much appreciate all of that. So thanks to each and every one of you who has pledged, and please, if you are not yet a member or have not renewed your membership or reach deep in your hearts and think about an additional gift or, in fact, becoming a remember, please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Like I said, these are tough times for everybody, and we try to be a small bastion of calmness in the midst of all the hoopla. And you don't want to tune in some week and find us not here. So make that call, make that pledge, and together we will see ourselves through this and out the other side. And while you make that call and make that pledge, I will read a news item.
Because we only come twice a year.
We only ask twice a year, for Pete's sake.
I mean, there's other stations out there, which we won't mention, that do pledge drives and all that, you know, 3 and 4 times. Or you'll hear other stations, they'll sit there and, you know, have fun drives, and then they're giving away money. Any of the money that we get in, we use it to keep the station running. And if anything, Rob finds some great gifts, like during the Jazz Fest that was brought up. Quite often, he winds up procuring some tickets and hands them out to folks. And you don't have to do, you know, any goofy contests or that type of stuff, but he gives them out to the listeners.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of benefits to this station that you're missing out on if, you know, you're not a member.
And come on, that wireless charger.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake, at the $150 level. Holy moly. If you've got a Droid, an Android phone or an iPhone that charges wirelessly, you can be one of the very, very few proud owners. This is a brand new thing of the Soundbites wireless phone charger, and that's merely at the $150 level. And that $150 goes to keeping this show and all of our station on the air. And that's on you. We, like I said, when we say listener supported, we ain't kidding. It's you or it's nobody.
We got somebody that just texted in, and we got to steer them in the right spot. It said they went to the soundbites.org website. Can't see where to join as a member. Where is it?
Yeah, you're at the wrong site. Soundbites is for this show, but if you want to become a member of the station, which is how this works, you go to jazz901.org. You'll see the big blue Donate Now button. If you scroll down, you'll see donations past some of the regular donations. You will see the Soundbites stuff, and you can pick your level there. So, yeah, but thank you for going to the Soundbite site. It's a great site, I think. We love it, but it's not where you pledge to the station itself. That's at jazz901.org. I know some people have gotten confused in the past. We do have a donate button there, but that's just to keep it costs money for me to keep these sites running.
And, yeah, they're putting up the podcast and everything else. Yeah,
it's bandwidth for all of that and storage space for what ends up being about, 20 years now of podcasts?
Yeah, so,
got almost 1,000 files. I'm waiting for that 1,000 mark.
Yeah, we're at 800 and change of them right now.
960.
So. 960, all right. Yeah. All right, so we'll get there sometime next year.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. At any rate, we need you to do that. And again, let me speak for a moment to the people who do download the podcast. We need you to do that. We need you to become a member. We need you to join the family. We do keep the old shows up there. You can listen to them through the amazing Jazz 90.1 phone app, or you can download them with your favorite podcasting software on any device. But it does, you know, there's storage space and bandwidth pricing that goes on there. And so we need you to help us out, and it's easy enough to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or securely online at jazz901.org. And I will read the news while you do that. With the start of October 2020, browser market share reports have started coming in, and these reports finally bring encouraging news for Microsoft. New data from Net's market share shows that people like the Chromium-based Edge, and they're slowly migrating to Microsoft's new shiny browser. It appears that it's basically Chrome.
It's Chrome with a blue cast.
With blue.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you would bother. Just get Chrome.
Well, because that's red and yellow.
You're right. It appears that the browser is finally gaining traction among users as Edge now holds nearly 8.9% of the market. That rise in adoption comes at the expense of Mozilla Firefox. It's been almost 9 months since the release of Chromium-based Edge, and the market share has increased to actually 8.84%, almost 8.9%. The combined market share of Edge and Internet Explorer is 12.7%. Exactly a year ago, Edge was at 5.4%, which means that it grew by about 3.4.5%. Year over year. Of course, Edge is still far behind Chrome's just about 70%, and it's unlikely to get close to Google's browser anytime soon, but it's impressive that Edge climbed to second place and is boldly maintaining its position. Microsoft's numbers would likely be even higher after the launch of Windows 10's October 2020 update, which is due shortly. Currently, new Edge is being offered via Windows Update and manual download. But that's going to change. Microsoft has said that the new version of Edge will replace Edge Legacy, and that the Windows 10 October 2020 update will ship with the new browser for the first time.
I've also seen some Windows 7 machines get the new Edge. So Windows 7 is still getting updates.
Yes, it is. Well, for that, well, they want to push Windows 7. They want to push the new browser out to everything. Chromium Edge.
Yep.
In addition, Microsoft has also announced it will stop servicing the old Edge browser in March of 2021, just a few months away. By the second half of 2021, most users will have the new Edge installed since it will be pushed through Windows Update. The new Edge is a good browser, but there are a number of old features currently missing from the new browser, one of them being annotation support. Fortunately, Microsoft is said to be working on some new features for Edge. What's your favorite browser? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Chrome still maintains its lead, partially because of the billions, with a B, of Chromebooks out there, which automatically boot into Chrome. Although, interestingly, Google has decided that they are going to divorce the Chrome OS from the Chrome browser. And that's actually a good thing, because that means if your browser, if your Chromebook goes out of update, AUE, automatic update end, is reached, you'll still be able to update the browser itself. So if there are updates to the browser, they will continue even without updating the operating system. And let me thank Gary, who gave us an additional gift. Bless you, Gary. We appreciate that. Very generous. Thank you. Gary has stepped up to the plate. It's your turn. If you're one of the many people who listens without being a member, I won't say shame on you, but I will say it's your turn to step up to the plate. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Very good. All right, we got somebody just typed in a question and says, any recommendations for 3D printers this holiday shopping season?
It depends.
Yeah.
If there are two main types, and I won't go into all the technical details, but one of them puts layers of plastic out, and the other one uses a resin that with UV that cures with UV light. Yep. And builds it up that way. The FDM, the deposition model, filament deposition model FDM, which is the plastic, the one that lays down plastic, is generally less expensive and in fact much easier to use. So if you're a beginner, we're recommending an FDM printer, the kind that puts plastic on down. If you're not new to it, or you're more than willing to put up with the fact that these chemicals are caustic and toxic, and you need to wear gloves and put it in a ventilated area, and then you have to cure it with UV light, and that all has to be done in a ventilated area because it's toxic until after it's cured. Then the resin model is better, because it does provide much finer detail. Many of the people who have made businesses out of creating gaming miniatures are now moving to the resin model, because the models are just so much more detailed. But I personally own an Ender 3, which was on sale at Christmas, last Christmas, for $189. It's about 250 by 200 by 200 by 250, I think it is. It's about 8 by 8 by 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
or more.
You're talking about the platform for
the platform, the size of the thing you can make.
Yeah, creating.
Right, so you can get small ones that do little things, or you can get big ones like mine that you could print an Iron Man mask. All in one go if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them even bigger and all kinds of things. But I would suggest, if you're just starting out, an FDM printer, the kind that poops out plastic, is probably the best kind to get. Ender 3 is an excellent printer. I've had zero trouble with mine, and it's been great.
I've got a MonoPrice, and that was
MonoPrice
really good,
is also excellent.
Yep.
You can get the MonoPrice Mini, which is much smaller. much smaller build plate.
And a lot of people will buy something too big to start with because they want to print, you know, a life-size something or other.
Yeah.
But, you know, spend the $180, buy a small printer, figure out how to do it right.
Right, exactly. And yeah. And once you get into it, by then you'll know a lot more.
Well, that's
funny. It's like buying your first car. Get what your father recommends or your mother.
He said
and
thanks.
And that's the way to do it. So I would, you know, for my money, something in the $180 range, whether it's a Monoprice or an Ender 3, is a pretty good machine. You'll need to put it together. That is not hard. I am not. Dave will tell you.
It's not like it used to be where
he's not mechanically adept.
Yeah. I am not mechanically adept, and I managed to put this together right the first time.
It's funny that he mentions that, though, because it's almost like he was sitting here in the studio, because just before we went on air, we were talking about another printer that's out there that's really catching the eye of a lot of folks, and that's the one that where you see there's been ads on TV for it, where you can hook it up to your computer and etch out out of, say, wood
laser,
or on plastic,
a laser. Yeah.
And it literally cuts out objects that you can create, whether it's pins, jewelry, or there's one website where I was showing Nick, they cut it out of this thin wood and it all snaps together and creates, say, like a clock.
And that's the other thing with, I know the Ender 3 can do it, I don't know if the Monoprice can do it, but the Ender 3... The part that puts out the plastic is called the hot end, and you can
used to call it a print head.
Right. And now it's called the hot end because it heats up the plastic.
Yeah.
And you can replace that with a laser cutter, so that same device can do laser cutting. Now, none of the $189 ones have strong enough motors, but with a more expensive one, you can also replace that hot end with a cutting tool that lets you do CNC, so you cut out wood or metal or whatever.
It's like in the olden days when we had our ribbon printers. You could take the ribbon out and put a scanner in,
right?
Scanner head, and then
Thunder scan.
And then you had a reverse printer, sometimes called a scanner.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to tell you guys, I succumbed. I bought the new Chromecast.
Well, actually, before
Google TV.
Before we jump onto that, there's a bunch of websites. Thingiverse is one of the big ones.
Thingiverse.
What's one you liked too?
Yegi. YEGGI.com. Yegi.
You can find other people's designs
for free.
For stuff
sometimes.
To print for free, yeah. And if you make something cool, you can upload it for other people to use.
Yeah, and so yes, I print a lot of things, and I print them. Mostly for my wife. I rarely have time to print anything for myself. But I print a bunch of stuff. Most of it I get off Thingiverse or actually from Yegi, which is a search engine for 3D print files. But I went and bought myself a Chromecast with Google TV, set it all up. Man, it's nice. The interface is kind of amazing. I really like it. It comes with a little... remote that has Google Assistant in it.
Uh-huh.
So you actually can say, show me all the Batman movies.
And voila.
And then play that one. And it finds all the Batman movies that are in your series of apps, right? Because it's just basically apps, just like the phone.
Yeah. Does it leave
so you
out
can
the
download
bad?
The, what?
Does it leave out the bad ones?
No, it doesn't, sadly enough. But you can, so you can download the Netflix app and the Amazon app and the HBO Max app and all of those, and they work perfectly off of that. And so I've been watching a lot of television this week. The last couple of days is really all I've had it, and it's so much easier. For example, the Roku box that I had, which I loved, you can't do HBO Max on it.
Oh.
So I would have to do that for my phone and then cast it, and I didn't like the interface on the phone, but. On the Chromecast with Google TV, and it's only $50, and it does all of that stuff, and it just plugs right in. It does 4K. I don't have a 4K television.
Does it have its own power supply, or do you need
USB? No, it's USB.
Well, it's USB. You got to find a USB port on your TV.
No, it doesn't do the TV. You're going to have to plug it in.
All right, one of the early Amazon Fire Sticks that was really cheap. You had to have a second USB port.
Right.
To power it on your television.
Right. But this plugs in. I have a five port HDMI hub, and so I just plug it into that, and I switch to whichever one I want, and it plugs in. It does have a power supply. I want to thank Ted. Bless you, Ted. Ted is a renewing member, and we'd like to thank Ted for becoming our newest member. Very, very generous. Thank you. Did I thank?
I don't think you did.
Did I thank Gary?
Nope.
I did not thank Gary. Gary was uber generous by giving us simply an additional gift. So thank you very much to everyone who has donated. You still have plenty of time to donate during this show. We are on a pledge drive. It's just the first week. Look, bless you. We don't like doing this any more than you do. So the sooner you call in and pledge, the sooner the pledge drive ends. It really is that simple. So make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You know you listen to us every week. You know that you look forward to us being here. You know you count on us being here. Well, now we're counting on you to keep us here. All you have to do is make that call, make that pledge, support the show, support us, and we will indeed therefore then be back next week to talk about computers and phones and tablets and devices like the Chromecast and 3D printers and radios and planes, radio-controlled planes. Yeah. And we'll talk about any of that stuff. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
There's a huge division in the RC modeling world between glow, gas, and electric.
Glow?
Glow planes. They use a little glow plug rather than gasoline.
Oh, I saw one where a guy used...
Nitromethane.
Okay. All right, that makes sense now. We'll talk about any of that stuff, but you got to call in. And for you to call in, we got to be here. And for us to be here, you have to pledge. It really is a progression that should be easily understood. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. If you pledge after the show, just do it online. Jazz901.org. Hit the donate now button. Scroll down until you see the soundbite stuff, and it'll all be good, and we'll all be good together. So please make that call, make that pledge. We need you to become a member. Make that pledge, make the support happen. We need you to do that. We want to stay. We would love to stay, but for us to stay, this station has to stay, and for the station to stay, you have to pledge. And don't forget Jazz-O-Matic. It's easy, it's fast, it's convenient. A minimum of $10 a month, and you never have to think about it again. Tell them, I want to do this for 12 months, and you get the $120 prize, whatever amount you want.
Gift.
You're right. Yes. It's not a prize. It's a gift. You're a gift to us, and we want to thank each and every one of you for having listened. That music tells us you wasted 2 hours of your life with this nonsense. I hope these last few minutes, at least, you did it making a pledge. But you'll have plenty of time to do that during the week at jazz901.org. I want to thank Dave Enright. I want to thank Steve Ray. I want to thank Shirley Ray for being on the phones. I want to thank Michael Oden. God bless him for being on the phones as well. I'm Nick Francesco. Listen, we're going to take a week off, but we'll be back next Saturday with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. We know you count on us to be here. We're counting on you more than ever to make that pledge and make that support. Do that, and that will guarantee that we will be back next week with a whole lot more Soundbites. Be good to one another this week, will you? And enjoy yourselves. We'll see you in just 166 hours.